More Idaho Matters right now. When it comes to the Colorado River, nobody uses more water than the farms of California's Imperial Valley. As the Southwest looks for ways to cut back on water use in the face of a drying climate, they're likely to find some in the hot, sunny valley near the Mexican border. KUNC's Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Jack Vesey is behind the wheel of his white pickup, cruising past farm fields as far as the eye can see.
This was spring mix over here. This was iceberg lettuce over here. That was spinach and romaine back there and more spinach back there.
His family has been growing in the Imperial Valley since the 1940s, and this place grows a lot. The valley produces crops and livestock valued at about $3 billion each year, and to do that, it uses more water than any other farm district or city along the Colorado River.
It's anywhere from 90 to 95% of any lettuce you're going to eat from mid-November through March is going to come from Colorado River water. And without that water, well, we're not growing hot Cheetos for your kids. We're growing medicine for your kids.
That supply of Colorado River water, which flows to homes and businesses from Wyoming to Mexico, is shrinking. Climate change is putting less water in, but people have not done enough to take less water out. States and the feds are looking for ways to cut back, and naturally, they're ramping up scrutiny on the region's biggest user. On another farm field, John Hawk steps out of his pickup and dons a ball cap to keep the baking summer sun out of his eyes.
Do we need to conserve? Absolutely. We need to conserve, but we need to be paid for the conservation.
Hawk is another multi-generational farmer. He says the answer is relatively simple. Want farmers to adopt new technologies that use less water? Pull out your wallet.
We could use drip or use sprinklers, but you got to remember that the cost goes way up in a crop. And so how are we compensated for doing that?
Another farmer says he knows what he would do with that money because he's already doing it. Alex Jack is walking into a field of alfalfa hay watered through drip irrigation, which waters the notoriously thirsty crop more efficiently.
It's like farming with an eyedropper. It's just incredible preciseness for each plant.
If he was king for a day, Jack says he'd help pay for more farmers to install it.
You know, if you go back and get your grandma's car that had a big V8 in it and everything else, not very good gas mileage, it was big, made out of steel, very heavy, clunky. Nowadays, you look at that car and think, oh my God. Well, unfortunately, a lot of farmers are still driving their grandma's cars, so to speak, when it comes to irrigation.
For Jack, new tech in his fields has been expensive, but resulted in higher yields. And he says the Imperial Irrigation District is standing in the way of widespread adoption. They represent the farmers and serve as a clearinghouse for federal and state funds. The district recently proposed big cuts to their take from the river in exchange for money from the Inflation Reduction Act. Tina Shields is one of the district's water managers and says even a big check wouldn't solve the problem overnight.
You can't make everybody happy. I mean, if you have 10 farmers, you have 10 different opinions on what the best program is because they're going to advocate for what works for their business model.
But there's one more thing that adds a layer of complication. Water law in the West says that people who started using it first will be the last to face cutbacks in times of shortage. And Imperial farmers, they were first. They have some of the most legally untouchable water rights in the basin. John Hawk watches water pour onto one of his fields, washing out the salt and getting things ready for another season of growing. He says other places should be on the hook to conserve water first.
Don't crowd to the front of the line. It doesn't work. And you'll get a fight out of me. I'll grab you by the neck and say, listen, pal, you pay your dues just like our forefathers did.
And as policymakers keep grinding away at new rules for sharing the Colorado River, one thing is clear. The end result is probably going to be expensive, unpopular, or maybe both. In Imperial County, California, I'm Alex Hager.
That story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River, produced by KUNC and supported by the Walton Family Foundation. So let's stay with the Colorado River for a little while longer. Some of the big agreements concerning the river are hammered out behind closed doors by state-level policymakers. KUNC's Alex Hager reports on the river's newest and youngest power player.
There are not a lot of places where temperatures near the triple digits are considered unseasonably cool. California's Imperial Valley is one of those places.
Light breeze, 95, it's pretty nice. Dry.
J.B. Hamby is enjoying the shade of a sisu tree on the edge of a field. Over his shoulder, sprinklers are ticking away over rows of onions. Every now and then, a tractor rumbles across the broiling asphalt of a nearby road. Hamby says this place is built on the dreams of people trying to make it in a hardscrabble desert.
I think it shapes all of us, and I don't think I'm any different.
Hamby grew up here, and now at only 27 years old, he's on the board of directors for the Imperial Irrigation District, overseeing a valley that produces about $3 billion in crops and livestock each year. And to do that, it uses more water than any other farm district or city along the Colorado River. The Hamby family has been in this valley since JB's great-grandfather arrived during the Great Depression and dug ditches for the Imperial Irrigation District. Now, he's helping shape the rules that govern the Colorado River.
I think every generation has an opportunity to do it better or worse than the prior one, and so my hope, at least, is being one representative of a generation about trying to make things better.
Hamby was recently appointed to be California's top river official, putting him at negotiating tables with people generations his senior. Hamby plays his youth close to the chest and says it doesn't hold him back. And colleagues agree. Tina Shields is Imperial's Water Department manager.
I think he's turned it into a positive and brought sort of a fresh look at things. So often you do things for so long, and you do them because you've always done them. And I think he can shake things up a little from that perspective.
Hamby has to strike a balance between that fresh perspective and the needs of the people he represents. One of them is John Hawk, a farmer who took Hamby under his wing.
Some of the growers in the valley look at the value of the water as far as dollars and cents. But many of us in the farm community look at it as the value of producing crops. And I think JB looks at it that way.
Perhaps Hamby's biggest job is to dig in his heels and do what he can to keep Colorado River water in California. The state has the region's largest and most untouchable allocation, and you'd probably have to go to court to change that.
He looks at the letter of the law, and he says, it's written, this is legal, and let's support it. And I think you can't ask for much more than that.
And as pressure mounts on the drought-stressed river basin's biggest users to conserve, Hamby is drawing on lessons from the past. He was a history major at Stanford, but his late nights in the library didn't end with graduation.
Thank you. And then the vault here has its own little combo lock and its own door that opens. It's a bank door.
Hamby spends hours in this dusty room with stacks of old books and records going back more than a century.
Here's a good one.
Hamby is leafing through brittle, yellowed pages of old meeting notes and handouts from the Imperial Irrigation District. He says even decades ago, the issues and tensions that defined the West's struggles over water looked largely the same.
Your own experience is a very painful and expensive teacher, so it's good to learn off of other people's expense.
Whether Hamby's fresh perspective will help bring much change to a space defined by old laws and even older attitudes, only time will tell. In Imperial County, California, I'm Alex Hager.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.